Dr. Hill, can we come up with a simple way to define toxic worry?
If you have worry about things you really don't have any control over.
You mean there's normal worry?
Healthy worry is that's a kind of worry where it urges you on to productive or constructive action. So if you bounce a check, maybe you come up with a more exact balancing system, or you take out a reserve line in case you bounce a check again. If you get, you're worried about getting behind on studying for a test, you work out a schedule ahead of time to make sure you do stay on top of things and don't have to deal with that worry. And then I think toxic worry or needless worry is really everything else. If there's any kind of worry or anxiety that isn't directing you to helpful action, then it's a problem and really, very distressing but unnecessary.
Well, it sets up a question then, doesn't it?
Where does my, unnecessary worry or anxiety come from?
And the answer to that?
Either trying to balance the difficult juggling act of family demands and work demands, or just that their work demands, frankly, are excessive, from an objective perspective, that anybody in those shoes would be chronically stressed out.
So no doubt you have an example and a solution.
When the terrorist attacks of 9/11 and other world events have happened, the number one piece of advice, whether you're talking, about children or adults, has been to reduce your news exposure.
Oh.
You may want to be an informed citizen, but that doesn't mean you need to tune into the news for, on the radio or TV for a half hour every day and kind of be, gritting your teeth the whole time.
You mean tune this kind of thing out?
KBOI News Time is 7 o'clock. I'm Brett Recamp in the 670 KBOI 24-hour news center in Iraq today.
So you're saying that KBOI News is okay, though, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. All right, so there has to be some other triggers like work?
We already in the U.S. work a full month longer than we did on average 20 years ago.
To combat this, you suggest getting some time alone and then resting.
You're really not going to be good to the employer or somebody else in need personally if you never have a time to recharge your own creativity and recharge your own batteries.
And talking about the stress with someone helps too?
That in and of itself, even if nothing about the situation has changed, if they really feel like there's even one person out there who really understands what they're going through, that already can lift some of the stress.
That's Dr. Stephen Hill with us today on today's Closer Look, The Family. Rob Brandt, 670 KBOI News.